It's early afternoon and a few people are wandering among the exhibits at the Oliver Art Center in Frankfurt. Mercedes Michalowski is the Art Center's executive director. She's happy to see visitors because she remembers back in March when Michigan's stay-at-home order was issued and the Art Center was shut down. Then in June, when they were finally able to open the doors again, it meant social distancing and, of course, masks. So the Art Center's board of directors came up with an idea. Why not call on artists to put their creative spin on the masks that everyone now has to wear? After all, says Michalowski, masks don't have to be boring. The Art Center turned its idea into a contest called Make a Mask, Make a Difference, with cash prizes for the top three entries. Pretty quickly, they received 23 submissions. Another mask has a bright red cardinal embroidered into it amongst a cluster of flowers. But the winner of the $250 top prize is a plain white cloth mask with a small yet detailed painting of the Point Betsy Lighthouse. That's the top prize winner, Mika Jones, an oil and watercolor painter from Midland. The masks have to be durable because they're all being donated to the Paul Oliver Memorial Hospital, where they'll be distributed to staff and patients. Peter Marinoff is president of the hospital. Marinoff says the masks bring joy during a busy and stressful time when the hospital has been doing a lot of COVID testing while protecting its vulnerable patients. Artist Mika Jones says she feels the same way about community, and that's why she's donating her prize money back to the Oliver Art Center. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.